This is Paul Jindrzejczyk for Sunday Morning Town Square, and I'm joined by Lori Vandermolen. She's with the Grand Rapids Red Project. We're going to be chatting about their Saturday, December 1st World AIDS Day International Speaker event with MTV reality star Jake Mosap, and that's at the Wealthy Theater. How you doing today, Lori?
I'm doing great. How are you, Paul?
Hey, doing well. And for those who may not be familiar with Red Project, what's your mission?
Our mission is to improve health, prevent HIV, and reduce risk within the Kent County and West Michigan areas. The organization is made up of volunteers who sit on our board, and we have a couple part-time employees and one full-time employee. But we're just a group of people who are passionate about fighting HIV, AIDS, and Hep C in our community and making everyone aware.
Fantastic. And you have the event scheduled for Saturday, December 1st for World AIDS Day at Wealthy Theater. What's on tap for that? What do you got planned?
It's going to be a great event. We have Jake Mosap, who is an MTV reality TV star from the show One Girl, Five Gays. Jake is actually on the panel for that show, and he is a registered nurse, so he will come to us with the health side of it. We also have some local folks that will be participating in a panel because it will be an interactive, informative presentation with a Q&A afterwards.
And who are some of the local folks you're going to have on board?
We're going to have someone from the Kent County Health Department. We're going to have someone from the Grand Rapids African American Health Institute. And then we have a few others coming on the panel that are to be determined at this point. Valerie Lego from WZZM's Healthy You. She's also going to be emceeing and on the panel as well.
And what time are things going to get rolling?
We are going to do a mingle information session at 7 p.m., and then the interactive show starts at 8 p.m. inside the theater. And then we are looking to put together some after parties, and that will be announced at the show.
And is there a cost?
It is free to the public. We would love if anyone wanted to make any monetary donations. And then we also have VIP seating in the front row. That is for a suggested donation, and for more information on that, you can contact Chris Coons, who sits on the Red Project Board, at chris@redprojectgr.org.
And you have a website as well folks can check out if they're looking for more details on Red Project?
Absolutely. We are on Facebook. You can find us on Facebook, and there's an event page, and you can also look at redproject.org to get any info or links to our Facebook page.
And AIDS and HIV don't seem to be as much at the forefront as they once were, say, back in the 80s. What are some of the stats globally, or actually locally, that folks should be aware of here in Kent County?
Well, the health department has estimated that there's about 1,100 people in Kent County living with HIV. And of the reported cases, they're estimating that 25% of those, so that's roughly 260, 300 people, don't even know that they are HIV positive. So one thing that we like to stress as an organization is to make sure you get tested, know your status, make sure your partner gets tested, knows their status, and that way we can prevent spreading the disease.
And is there a certain rule of thumb as far as how often people should get tested?
There's not necessarily a rule of thumb, but I really like to push that whoever gets a physical annually, you can ask your physician to include that in your testing.
Mm-hmm.
But typically, you know, if you have multiple sexual partners, you should probably be tested each one.
This is Paul Jindrzejczyk for Sunday Morning Town Square, and I've been joined by Lori Vandermolen. She's with Grand Rapids Red Project. Saturday, December 1st, they have a World AIDS Day event coming up at the Wealthy Theater with MTV reality show star Jake Mosap. Thank you so much for joining me, Lori.
Thank you so much for having me.